talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today. Exchange Club.
And here we are on the Exchange Club on this Getaway Friday, Friday, May the 19th, 2023, 20 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by special guest host here today, Nate Redman, former host of Offbeat News and Trivia, which ran on the station for 3 years, and it's good to have him back doing trivia this morning. Our winner last hour, Mary Bickley, her husband Jeff has picked up her $10 Del Taco gift card and Del Taco beanie.
Enjoy!
And the beanie goes to our friend Brinley, who I believe is our youngest fan at, how old is Brinley? I'm sure Mary will let me know here in a minute how old Brinley is, but Brinley, I don't believe, is 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
So we've got young ones, Nate.
Yeah, you got the demographics.
We've got the demographics here at WGH Talk. Now, we are going to give away a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza this hour. The list starts all over again. As far, if you were entered last hour, you're no longer entered, so it's all new. You got to get in now.
Yeah, start over.
Start over. So
play fresh.
The category is what, Nate?
Name a phrase that starts with carry the what. So far, last hour we have carry the load and carry the torch. We are looking for five more answers.
Five more answers. The category is carry the blank. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 7 years old. Brinley is seven years old.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you, Mary, and enjoy the Del Taco. And apparently they had the neighbor's pizza last night.
Oh, boy. All right. So enjoyed it, huh?
Very good. I guess they did enjoy it.
Yeah.
Everybody who's had the neighbor's pizza has said it's good.
Yeah. And you had the maybe we'll have to cater one of your parties sometime, Scott.
They might have to. Yeah. Anniversary party's coming up here in early June. 9 years we've been around.
9 years. My goodness.
Gosh, I don't know how I'm not exhausted. 9 years of nonstop broadcasting.
Wow. And you've been this. Well, you started off doing noons, didn't you? Start noon to two.
Yes, noon to two. Well, no, the original, I started at 1 to 3.
Oh, 1 to 3.
Then we moved it back from noon to two pretty quickly. I'd say within a year or two. And then we went to the mornings a few years ago.
Yeah, started doing mornings.
Yeah.
Right after the other station quit, didn't you?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's worked out okay.
Yeah.
Never been off the air.
Here you are still.
Here we are.
Sparkling and looking good.
Still
right?
Looking good. Still here to tell the tale 9 years later. A lot of people have came and went, but other than that, it's been okay.
You've been okay.
I've been okay. 740-383-9944. The category is carry the blank. Carry the blank. Now we've got carry the load and carry the torch. Now we still have five answers, and the winner will get a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. So you gotta call in, 740-383-9944. You know who we haven't heard from today, which is kind of sad, is Sarah.
Oh, Sarah!
You and Sarah used to do serenades on the air to each other.
We did. We sang, you know. What was it? At Christmas time, we sang.
Yes, how did that all come to be?
Well, I don't know. She would just call in every week, you know, and we just struck up a friendly conversation. And one week, she said, "Hey, you can't just say that. You gotta sing it." And so, I'm trying to remember the song. Was it Santa Baby or was it? No, it wasn't Santa Baby. It was one of those other tunes. Sarah, if you're out there, remind me what it was, or better yet, call in and sing it for us. We would love that.
Because you did a duet, and I remember I was listening in the car when you two did this duet, and I came in the next day, and I said, Sarah calls my show every morning, and she's never sang on my show. I said, what is this all about?
Right.
Apparently, it was just a you thing.
Right. Yeah, it's just unique to my show.
I guess so. Evidently. Oh, and I should remind everybody tonight that we will be on 8:15 until 10 p.m. The Big Friday Night Show. Olivia and Matt and Sean, hopefully, will be here tonight, and we'll be on from 8:15 to 10 p.m. We just had Jeff in here who said he's a listener, but apparently, because of our timing, we put people to sleep on that show.
Yes, which is
tuck them in.
They tuck them into bed at night, you know? My wife has to get up at 5:30 in the morning, and so she usually retires about 9 o'clock. So, you know, catch about half of it.
So do you listen to the Friday Night Show?
Yeah, on reruns usually.
Usually. Yeah. Now, what do you make of Olivia and Matt, the new young kids?
I think they're doing a great job. Saw all of Olivia's TV show appearance.
How was that?
That was really good. Enjoyed that. Thought she did good. She looks good on camera so far as, responding to answers and looks comfortable. She looks very comfortable on camera. And I thought she did a good job.
Now, she was a model.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like in California?
No, here. I believe it was out of Columbus. She worked for a modeling agency.
Wow. Wow. That's quite the talent to be able to do that.
Well, I think to be able to transfer over into broadcasting, there's a lot of similarities in those fields. Being out in front of people, promoting yourself, doing things of that nature. I think it's a very unique combination.
Yeah. She might even wind up with her own show one day. You never know.
Well, I tell you, she's doing great on Friday night, right along with Matt.
Yeah.
Doing a great job.
Yeah, it's always good to have younger folks in radio. Of course, we're not that old ourselves, really, Scott.
No, not really. And I was thinking the other day, it's funny because when I just had my birthday back in February, it's weird because I've been in radio now 21 years, but I started very young. Yeah. I think people don't realize that.
Yeah. Now, let's see. Because I can remember back in the days when you were at the other station, were you on Saturday mornings?
Yes.
And
WMRN.
And had a magician.
Oh, yes.
A magician in there.
Yes, you would remember that. that's a funny thing. How do you do magic on the radio?
Somehow you did it.
We did. It was fun. And back then, we didn't have cameras and phones like that. And I remember how I just basically tried to describe what I was seeing.
Yeah, it worked. I found it fascinating.
Stuff like that I find interesting. That theater of the mind.
It is. You got to be really good to describe it. And I remember listening to you. I'm like, well, this guy does a fine job being able to paint the picture, you know?
Well, I did 5 years at MRN, and then I immediately went over to WDCM, and WMNO Television was here at that time. And I did 3 years simultaneously doing both of those, and then ended up here for 9 years.
Now, at DCM, what time slot did you have?
I had several. When I first went over there, because I was doing the television show on WMNO 5 days a week, I only did one night a week because they wanted to keep me on radio because they thought that I was doing a good job at MRN. So I started off a weird time slot, Thursdays from 9 to 11.
A.M.?
No, P.M.
P.M.? Okay.
P.M. And then they decided that a better slot would be Sunday because more people would be home Sunday night.
Okay.
So then I wasn't on Sunday nights very long because my show was gaining in popularity because you had the big guests on. And another reason I wanted that time slot was because at MRN I was on in the morning. And to get the California guests, which are 3 hours behind you, you always had to tape them.
Yeah.
So I thought if I do a show in the evening, I can get the California guests on live.
Yeah.
Kind of like a Larry King type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it did work that way. And the show got popular. And then they moved it to Sunday because they thought, well, you'll have more of an audience on Sunday than Thursday. And I was on Sunday maybe 2-3 months, not very long. And they gave me the weekday morning, 6 to 9 weekdays.
Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. I was thinking you were on Monday through Friday.
Yep.
So.
And that's where I spent the majority of the time.
And now here you are.
Yeah. And we had a ton of fun on that morning show. I mean, Marianne Michaels was a regular on Wednesday morning. Charlie Evers was a regular on Friday morning. We had a psychic, Jackie Hearsome, on every Thursday morning.
You brought her here to this station.
I did.
Out there at the mall.
And I don't know whatever became of her. She disappeared one day.
Did she
really?
Yeah.
She was a good lady. Good people liked calling
Maybe
in.
Maybe she just time traveled right out of here. here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I always felt that it was good to build a trope of people. When you're doing 6 to 9 every morning, you need some regulars.
Yeah.
And I remember I had Mary Ellen Withrow every Tuesday, Mary Ann Michaels every Wednesday, the psychic every Thursday, and Charlie every Friday. So I knew even if I brought a guest in, I was going to have people there who I could work with. Because that's a lot of me, three hours a morning, boy. 5 days a week.
It is, yeah. I did Monday through Fridays. Of course, it was music, but I did Monday through Fridays 6 to 8:30 in Upper Sandusky. That's a lot of content you got to come up with for a morning show.
And I always liked having a team.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's good to have a team.
Yeah,
good,
I think it's fun. Team.
Hey, we're looking for name a phrase that starts with carry the. We're looking for carry, we have carry the load, carry the torch. We're looking for five more answers, so if you're out there, we're giving away Neighbor's Pizza, right,
Neighbor's
Scott?
Pizza, a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza, and right now it looks like nobody's going to get it. 30 minutes past the hour.
Oh, man.
We've got no entrance here, but it's carry the blank. That is the category. Carry the blank. What are the other answers?
Yeah, and they're they're just common things that you might guess with carry the. So give it a shot. Right now you got pretty good odds to win.
You might win this pizza if we can just get one person entered. You might win this pizza.
I mean,
you know, it's interesting because carry the load again means carrying basically the whatever.
Yeah,
you're carrying everything.
Yeah.
Carry the torch means you're carrying on for somebody.
Yeah, carrying on, yeah.
Right. But the other ones, carry the blank, what could they be? There are five in the middle. We've got number one and number seven. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who is going to get in to win this large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza?
Yeah, you gotta get in to win, as they say.
You gotta get in to win. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the category again is carry the blank. Carry the blank. What is the blank?
Yes. Just call and give a guess. I mean, and then call back and give another guess.
Yeah, you can enter as many times as you like, and you might get this Neighbor's Pizza, which, again, has gotten raves from everybody who has eaten it.
I wonder if it's more of a thin crust or a thick crust. Do you know?
Well, I had it once. It was kind of a thicker crust.
Thicker crust.
Yeah,
yeah, I like
not
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder where our like earlier on, Jeff was asking about our friend Judy. We haven't heard from Judy today.
Yeah, how about Ernie? Is Ernie,
are you out there? I know Ernie doesn't call in as much as he used to, but Ernie, call in and say hello.
Yeah, I'd love to say hello to you, Ernie.
And we have Trish, who's a regular caller. I don't think we've heard from Trish this morning.
Sarah,
yeah. Who's out there. I don't know if she can only call on her breaks. Maybe Sarah's approaching a break soon.
Okay, maybe.
And we'll be able to hear from her. Ryan, we've still got your $10 Del Taco and Del Taco beanie up here that you won a few weeks ago. So we've got that. Mary was our winner last hour. We had Charlene in the competition earlier today. Haven't heard from her this hour. So a lot of people out there that we're waiting to hear from.
Yeah, give us a call. You know the number.
740-383-9944. The category again is carry the blank. Carry the blank. Oh, and Roger. We haven't heard from Roger this morning either. Or Ted and Carol Jolliffe. Now, Ted called in earlier.
Yes.
During one of our shows, but we haven't heard from him since. Or John Heimlich. Haven't heard from John.
Okay.
Is there something going on today?
I don't know. That must be.
Something just going on. It's the weather. It's maybe good weed-pulling weather.
Yeah, maybe they're all pulling weeds.
They're outside pulling weeds.
Although, like I was telling you off the air, I was at the Marion Tallgrass Trail, and some fella was listening to you outside. So
that's very good to hear.
You can even listen to you outside.
Now tell that. That was a good story.
Yeah, we were biking up the Tallgrass Trail. We were cruising, and we saw a fella on the bench. And as we approached, I could tell he was listening to something. And as I got closer, I recognized your voice, and he was listening to the radio station. Not sure if it was live or a rerun, but he was listening to something, a product of WGH Talk.
You gotta love that.
Right out in the middle. I mean, we were up in Epsyville, so we were up in like the deserted part of the trail, and so he was up there in the middle of nowhere just listening and looking like he was enjoying himself listening to WGH Talk. And I'm not making that up. I'm serious. He really was.
You know, and the interesting thing about that is you couldn't do that with a radio. I mean, I guess you could, but it'd be hard.
Yeah, you'd have to have a battery operated, and now they're kind of hard to find, you know?
And reception, I think, would be somewhat of an issue as well.
Yeah, and the trees come over you at the tall grass trail, and especially if you're on AM, it might probably get some static out there, maybe.
Did you see that article that AM radio is going away in cars?
I did. I was kind of sad.
Well, I mean, I wonder what that means. I wonder why that's becoming a thing.
I don't know. Of course, all the right-wing talk is saying it's because to do away with them.
I don't know. I just find it a very weird thing because there are tons of AM radio stations, and if you take it out of the car, that's really going to hurt them in a big way.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, you got the big ones like down there at 700 WLW. I mean, they broadcast all the games, you know, that everybody loves, and
basically, all talk radio is on AM.
Yeah, all talk radio is on AM. They've jumped to FM just a little bit. Of course, our station was FM. But, it's kind of sad.
Well, it's fascinating to me in that we could... Oh, wait, we might have an entrant here. This will be good. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, Nate Redmond, good afternoon. This is Pastor Craig.
Well, there's a voice I haven't heard in a while. Pastor, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I kind of had to chuckle to myself when you were talking about being there for 9 years, and you said, people have come and people have go, but I'm still here. And I thought, well, I'm one of those people that have come and gone.
But you know, just like everybody else, it's a family. People come and go. But like you were back at the Christmas party and we had great fun. I don't think I'm trying to figure anybody who's ever left on bad terms. I don't think it's happened.
No. It's a fun place to be. It's true when you say we're like family. I mean, people say that all the time, but it's true. It really is true. You feel like family. And so I was happening to listen this morning. I thought, I got a call.
Well, how are things going with you?
Things are going great. I'm about 75% retired. I've moved down to southern Ohio, close to the Ohio River. And I'm enjoying kind of a retired and not too responsible life. I mean, that sounds kind of terrible, but I'm, enjoying not having a whole lot of commitments. Now, I am very much involved in the church that is down here, and so I'm still doing that. But I'm just kind of like right now, I'm headed back to the house. And we had a pool put in, and so I'm going to run the electric out to the pool.
Oh, very nice. So living the good life as summer comes in.
Yes, most definitely.
Well, I am so glad that you called in, and the great thing with the way things are, hopefully you can still listen to us from time to time down there in southern Ohio.
I do, and I will from time to time, and who knows? Someday when I have nothing to do, I may pop up and marry it.
There you go.
You are always welcome. Always welcome.
I know, Pastor Craig, your shows are still up on the archives here on the WWGH website, as a matter of fact.
Yes, and actually, to let Scott in on a little inside information, Nate and I have kept in contact, and... We actually had dinner with Nate and Amber this past, Saturday a week ago.
Yeah.
Very nice.
This time went out to El Campesino, didn't we?
Now, did you guys know each other before this station?
No, we did not know each other. I mean, I'd never heard of him. He'd never heard of me. But Nate's just one of those kind of guys, which, he's kind of like a lot of the people at WGH, but... He's just one of those kind of guys that you get to meet him and you just hit things off and you feel like your life has been improved knowing him.
Oh, bless your heart. That's nice of you to say, Pastor.
Well, see, it's good to know that we could bring people together here at this station. See, I'm happy that we were able to do that.
Absolutely. I mean, I look back on all the things I've done in my life and, places I've gone and people I've known and things I've been involved in, and really, the time at WWGH, it's it's up there in the top, and I really mean that. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I'm not throwing out things. It really was a good experience, and, you know, I mean, that's why I've tried to stay in touch with some of the people.
Well, always stay in touch. We'd be sad if you weren't in touch, and if you ever need anything, let us know, and hey, when you're in town, stop by.
All right. Who knows? I might just stop by Del Taco and accidentally buy you a burrito, Scott.
Well, hey, we might be starting going out to eat then. You know, we could be friendly.
All right.
Hey, thanks, Pastor.
Yep.
Bye-bye. You know, the pastor visited me when I was off last year for 4 months. He visited a couple of times. He's a very nice man.
Oh, he is. He is. Yeah, we met just at the end of time that we were at the downtown studios. He came in. He was just getting ready to start his show. And then, of course, we did the infamous or famous
Live at 5
show with no name. We did that together. Had a good time.
That was an interesting show.
It was. You just had no idea what direction we had no direction what we were going to go. We just came in here and chatted, you know?
Now that I look back on that show, well, funny thing about it to me was there was so much, and I don't know if this is just a product, part and parcel of having more than one person on a show, but there was, I don't even know if I want to refer to it as drama, but there was just always something in the background of that show going on, and I was not in the office at that time, and I was never here at night when it was on,
right?
But I would hear about it. I would hear about all this gobbledygook going on. I thought, boy, there's more interesting things going on behind the scenes of that show than what's going on the show. Go ahead, caller.
Carry the message.
Oh, that's a good guess, but not on the list.
Carry, and that was our first guess, and we still don't have an entrant here, and we want to give away this neighbor's pizza in the next 20 minutes. Carry the blank is the category here on Family Feud. Carry the blank, a large one-topping neighbor's pizza this hour will go to somebody, but we don't know who yet.
Yeah, I mean, this is just typical things. I could throw out some hints, but like I said, these are just pretty basic.
So, and there are five answers. It's not like we're down to one here.
No, five answers. Just basic things that folks have guessed on these Family Feud answers.
We've got carry the load, which is number one, and carry the torch, which is number seven. There are five in between.
So to me, carry the torch is the hardest answer, I thought. Compared with the rest of these, because the rest of these are fairly easy. I think.
Carry the blank, 7403.
Apparently not.
7403839944. 19 minutes till we draw for a large one-topping neighbor's pizza. Now, how did you feel, and not to mention any names or anything, but why do you think that Live at 5 show derived a little bit of drama behind... Did you feel that there was a little drama behind the scenes?
Well, could have been... I'll tell you one thing. It wasn't Pastor Craig on Pastor Craig's.
No. I never heard from Pastor Craig in regard to that.
I'll take the blame. I'll take the blame. I can be a little dramatic sometimes, you know. So if there's drama stirred up, I might kind of not want to let things die when something kind of irritating happens, so I like to talk about it, you know? So maybe it's my fault that I didn't kind of let it go sometimes.
Well,
I take the blame, you know.
Well, you know, I'm not even sure if anybody was to blame. All I know is it just seemed as if there was ongoing
Did you take that... Well, I know the one show happened on the air, but...
Yes, I said there was an incident. I don't know if we want to rehash that.
With the door on the
air. Yes,
But you probably heard about it off the air.
Well, that's what I would hear, because I was not here for any of these events. But I would hear these stories that these things were happening, and I thought,
there was a couple of folks that you would show up and maybe they didn't want to go on, or there was another individual that wanted to go on that maybe shouldn't have been on, put it that way. And I kind of maybe ended up getting in the middle of it.
Well, somehow I got blamed in some of that, and I wasn't even here.
No, they put you in the middle of it, I guess, because you were the station manager.
Again. Yeah, but I wasn't even. I you know, sometimes apparently I found out that I said things that I did not say. And I thought, boy, wouldn't you wait for me to come in to say it to the person before you would say that I would say it?
Yeah. The show was a lot of fun. Probably up until maybe the last month.
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought it helped the show, to be honest with you. Because when there's drama like that, as much as we don't like it,
yeah,
it does add to it.
I mean, people probably thought it was funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I think.
You know.
I think because it was very unplanned, it was unscripted.
Now, I thought at the time it was very unprofessional, but then the more I think about it now, people probably got a kick out of it.
No, I think the behavior was you know what it reminded me of, and this is an odd comparison, but do you remember, you ever watch The View?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you remember back in the old days of The View when it was Barbara Walters and Star Jones and the original group? Okay, do you remember when Star Jones quit?
Yes.
Live on the air?
Live on the air.
And that was, she wasn't supposed to quit. Now, they had fired her.
Yeah.
But they told her, Barbara Walters, who was running the show at the time, she said, we're firing you, but we don't want to hurt your career. So you don't have to go on the air and say that you were fired. You can say that you're just exploring other options, blah, 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 blah. So one day, because The View was live, Star quits on the air, not telling anybody that she's going to quit on the air, and just makes it look like, you know, I'm going in other options. Now, she had given an interview to People magazine saying Barbara Walters was lying, she was fired. So that was dramatic, and it was very unprofessional to do that after you'd agreed to the terms another way.
Yeah.
But it helped the show.
Yeah.
The things went up.
The ratings.
Ratings went through the roof because it was a big story. So that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I'll just tell you, without mentioning any names, I'll just tell you the example. You know, I was basically accused on air of locking the door on somebody.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Which is something I would never do, because the basic thing was, the funny thing was, is we had business hours during my show. So, obviously, I would not intentionally lock the door during that time because the listeners had to come in and pick up prizes, right?
Right.
Well, the door was sticking at the time. No big deal. It was just sticking. You just had to press a little harder. Well, that's what happened. The door stuck on this person. They assumed that I had locked them out, which I would not do, ever.
Don't you think, though, that that probably was not really what that was about?
There must have been some.
I think there was probably just leftover tension from the other thing you were talking about, where two people were not seeing eye to eye.
Yeah.
And I think that was probably just tension from that.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe they thought that that person had done it.
Could have been.
I have no idea. But, you know, like I said, I take the blame for all of it. You know, no big deal. You know. Yeah, and I think it just ended up for funny radio.
Yeah, I think you just patch it up after a while.
Yeah, exactly. I think so.
I think good. Well, I'm glad you're out there listening, Ryan. Yes,
there you go. Ryan. How you doing?
Hey, thank you. Enjoy Del Taco.
Yes, I will.
Hey. Yeah, I think. Well, there we go. We got rid of all our Del Taco stuff today.
There we are, yes.
We know Ryan was out there listening.
That's right.
You know, I also know a lot of our listeners are busy at work.
Yeah,
right. I hear that from a lot of people.
Yeah, and a lot of times you can't listen while you're at work because the boss won't let you.
That's exactly right. But I will tell you what, we don't have any entrance yet into this Del Taco, Del Taco, hello, Neighbor's Pizza.
Neighbor's Pizza, and it's pretty easy answers, really. Name a phrase that starts with carry the blank. We have carry the load and carry the torch, and five answers remaining, and they're not that hard.
If you get a right answer right now, you could be eating pizza tonight, listening to the Friday night show. Tonight.
Why don't you call and just give a guess and then hang up, call back, give a guess, hang up, call back.
That's all you have to do, and you could get a pizza.
You could get yourself a pizza and be having a Friday night pizza. My goodness.
One right answer right now could do it.
Absolutely.
For anybody.
Yes.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's carry the blank. Carry the blank. What is the blank? And there are five right answers. So you could be right many, many times.
Many, many times. Absolutely.
And a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza will be your prize. 740-383-9944.
One of the answers has to do... What do kids like to play with often?
Well, here's okay. This could be it. This could be our
okay,
winner.
Okay, all right.
My goodness. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say carry the burden.
Carry the burden.
Carry the burden. I'm going to go ahead and give it to you because it's carry the weight. How's that?
That's good.
All right.
That's
thank good. You. All right. Carry the burden.
How about that? Carry the burden, carry the weight. How's
so we got
that?
One person in. Now remember, if anybody else gets in, you could also win.
That's right.
This Neighbor's One Topping Pizza, which we're going to draw for here in about 10 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Carry the blank.
Carry the
that's
blank.
That's the category. Carry the blank.
740-383-9944. Boy, kind of rolls off the tongue saying that again, Scott. I said that so many times.
You know, you do have to repeat, though, because you never know who's coming in, who's leaving, who's in and out of the room. And people some people memorize the number, but not all.
No. You always got to do that. And we did share-a-thons up in the Upper Sandusky Radio, and so we would say that number all through the share-a-thon, you know. And people would still say, you don't say that number enough. Well, my goodness, we said it every minute.
Just like the address. You know, a lot of people will still say, well, where do I come to get that prize?
Yeah.
And you've said the address a bazillion times.
Right, yeah. I was thinking on the way here, I was like, you know, I haven't heard the address, because I was doing that. I was like, I haven't heard the address for a while. I hope they're still at the same place.
Still at the same place. Carry the blank. We have one entrant for this large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. If you get in, you could have a 50-50 chance of winning this pizza. Or you can get in again if you've already entered and solidify yourself, because you know somebody could sneak in the next 5 minutes.
Right.
And then you're cut down to 50-50.
50-50. That's right. And whatever toppings you... I don't think I asked you earlier when we were talking about pizza. What's your toppings, Scott?
Well, you know, I either go... Well, I'm kind of all over the place. I can go with pepperoni. Oh, I can do sausage. And I like mushroom.
Okay. Yeah, those are all great.
Yeah.
Yep.
What about you?
I like the sausage and onion. Mm. Love the sausage and onion. The wife is plain pepperoni.
Just plain
all the
pepperoni.
Time. Everywhere she goes, pepperoni.
That's all there is to it.
That's it.
All
the pizza there is.
I went to Bucci's in downtown Marion last week.
Oh.
I had a pepperoni pizza there.
Yeah,
very
okay.
good.
Oh, my. What is that Center Street? Or
Where the warehouse used to be. Down on Center Street, down by the palace.
Now, how's that? That's probably a cool atmosphere.
I liked it. It was very New Yorkish.
Okay.
You know, they have a little bar in there, but it's a restaurant style. The music's not blaring. It's very Italian. And the chef is named Chef Bucci.
Now, what'd you think on prices?
Prices, they're a little high, but, you know, I started to think, though, what they charge at Denny's and Bob Evans now, and it's on par.
Everybody's going up.
Yeah, so it's not too far off.
Yeah.
Maybe a few more dollars.
Speaking of prices going up, have you talked about, you might have talked about this, the electric going up?
Oh, yeah.
Like $1 per kilowatt, I think.
That's a lot.
It sure is.
What is that? What is causing that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, is too many people running their furnaces too long or keeping too many lights on? I mean, exactly. Yeah, I don't know what's driving.
Got to get on a budget.
That's what you got to do.
Get on the budget.
Get on the budget.
Same thing with the gas. If you have a gas bill, get on the budget.
Yep, that's the way to go.
740-383-9944, a large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance. The category is carry the blank. Now, so far we've got carry the load, carry the torch, and carry the burden.
Correct.
But, maybe this is 50-50 now. We're coming in with another call. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say this one. I don't know how to say it, but carry your body. They say people carry their... It's not weight. Carry their body and...
Oh, I know what you mean. The way you carry yourself. Yeah,
your posture, whatever you carry yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
Not on the list, but a good guess, and I know what you're talking about.
All right, keep trying. 740-383-9944. We still got about 10 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. The category is carry the blank. One person entered so far for the large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza. And again, tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. Olivia, Matt, Sean, and myself, the big Friday Night Live show, which we have a lot of fun with here on WGH Talk. Carry the Blank is the category.
That's right. And so we're looking for you. And hey, nothing like spending a Friday night with a good pizza. Not thicker crust, Scott said.
Thicker crust, not bad at all. And the people over there at Neighbor's Pizza are just good. It's a good family, I think, over there that run that particular business. Go ahead, caller.
My coworkers are saying carry the can.
Carry the can. Not on the list, but that's a good guess.
Now, how many are in the room listening today?
There's seven of us in here.
Seven?
Today.
Just seven at this one? You know, is this a hard category? Because I'm shocked at how hard this is.
I know. We can't think of anything either.
I know. It's very difficult. Well, hopefully we get them. Seven listeners right there at that one.
All right.
One business.
All right. Cool. Cool.
Now see, there you go.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yep. Listening, you're at workstation, WGH Talk.
But apparently, this is a... maybe that's what has happened. We stumbled into a very difficult category here.
Yeah, I mean... One of these, I carried these for my aunt the other day when we saw you at the store.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I carried these for my aunt. Kids like to play with these. That's another hint for another one. Carry the newborn blank. I'll give you a hint for that. Carry the newborn.
Oh, that's
blank.
An easy one.
Oh,
now
yeah.
They get in.
Get
carry
in.
The blank. 740-383-9944. Oh, now the phones are lighting up. Maybe the hints gave it away. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, like, carry your goals or dreams. You know, like, throughout your life, there's a word they say, but I can't think of it.
That's a good guess,
it's
but not
ideas.
Not ideas. Yeah, that's a good guess, but not on the list.
Not on the list, but keep trying. We've got 7 minutes left here before the drawing for the one topping large Neighbor's Pizza.
That's right.
And all you
got to
do is call them. We'll give them your name, and that's how you get it. 740-383-9944. Here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
How about carry the groceries?
Carry the groceries. You got it. Number six on the list.
Perfect. Is this a hard category?
Well, it kind of seems hard, but then once you really think about it, like I was just driving from leaving the station, and I thought, well, yeah, you got to carry the groceries in.
Carry the groceries.
Got to do it.
Hey, and you're listening in the car. We love that. Thanks, Ryan.
Yep, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, see, you can listen in the car.
Yeah, listen to the... And by the way, I'll have to give you guys a huge compliment. I don't know what you've done, but you got... Oh, go ahead.
Okay, we don't want to pass up the compliment here. Go ahead, caller.
How about carry the baby?
Carry the baby! That's it, number four on the list.
All right. So, hit us with a compliment.
Okay, you guys have... tweak the player or something because it never, ever, ever times out.
Isn't that great?
It's great.
Oh, well, go ahead, caller.
Carry the baby.
Carry the baby, number four on the list. You got it.
All right. See, now the calls are coming in. We've got 5 minutes left to go, and now they're rolling right in.
Wouldn't you know it, just as we go off the air.
Just as we're going off the air. Don't forget to tune in tonight at 8:15 to 10 p.m. Well, now we've got several entrants into the competition, which is kind of nice. Now, carry the blank is still the category. You can enter as many times as you like, so if you have entered, you might want to enter a few more times here.
Okay, we've got number two and number five still on the list, and... these are just basic, real basic. I don't know how else to say it. Just give a guess on about just anything.
The sentence is carry the blank. Carry the blank. Two answers left here. What in the world are these? Get in on this competition out there, folks. Go ahead, caller.
Carry the plate.
Carry the plate. Good guess, but not on the list.
No, carry the plate on the list here today. My goodness gracious.
I mean, you know, with this category, it could be just about anything, you know what?
Isn't that interesting?
It could, yep.
And we're just sliding around here. Carry the blank. Three left to go. A large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance, and it's hanging there. Go ahead, caller.
Carry the ball.
Carry the ball. You got it. Number five on the list.
All right. We're down to one now, right?
One.
Carry the ball is on the list. Now, what answers do we have left? We have one. A large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza hangs in the balance here on WGH Talk. The sentence again, carry the blank. All right.
You got the call?
We do. Go ahead, caller.
How about carry the boat?
No, but good guess. Thank you very much. And this one is, well, how many minutes we got left?
We got about three.
Okay, I'll wait till I throw out this big hint.
Carry the blank. One answer left, and we've got several entrants into the competition now, which is good.
It's good.
You know, we have now topped more callers this hour, and we did it in about the last 10 minutes. We're tied with callers last hour now.
Great.
Yeah, but we did it very quickly, so this is good. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Carry the blank. Well, now we're going to break the record. Now we're going up past what we got last hour. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say carry the bags.
Carry the bags. You got it. That's it.
All right. Now, what are we going to do? We got 2 minutes, Nate, to get people in. Is there anything, a trivia question you can throw at somebody?
Trivia question. Yes, I have one. In case you asked, let me bring it up real fast here.
Now, and momentarily, we're going to be drawing for a one-topping Neighbor's Pizza, which, by the way, all you got to do is call Neighbor's Pizza when they open over on Richmond Avenue here in Marion. They'll have your name. We're going to draw for the winner here momentarily, but we're going to have one more trivia question, a chance for somebody to get in on this competition. My goodness.
HG is the chemical symbol of which element?
HG is the what is the chemical symbol for which element? HG is the chemical symbol for which element?
Yep. Get your science knowledge out there. You're a history teacher, though, aren't you, Scott?
English.
English.
Or Google fast. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. HG is the chemical symbol for which element? 740-383-9944. And we are coming up here in about 1 minute on our drawing for our large one-topping Neighbor's Pizza, and we've got several entrants here, but if you want to answer this question, HG 740-383-9944.
Can throw out another one if you want.
Give me a good simple one.
Okay, which country produces the most coffee in the world?
Well, maybe this person knows. Okay. We got a call coming in here. Maybe this is it. Go ahead, caller.
Mercury
is a correct answer.
You got it. Thank you. Mercury. All right. So we've got 13, a number between 1 and 13.
Let's see. I did 7 last time. Let's go with number 9.
Number 9 is Charlene. Charlene, you win the large Neighbor's Pizza one topping. All you got to do is call over there and give them your name, and they will get you that pizza. Charlene, you are the big winner today. Well, we thank Ryan for picking up his gift, and Mary, our two big winners today. Charlene, our third big winner, and everybody who played along this morning. It's been a lot of fun. Nate?
Been fun. Been fun with you, Scott.
Yes, fun having you back. Bailey? Boy, it's been like the ghost of Pastor Craig, who was out there listening.
Yes,
the ghost of Station Past came back today here on WGH Talk. And guess what? Our broadcast day is not over, because the Best of Charlie Evers is coming up next. And then we're back live tonight with Matt and Olivia and Sean from 8:15 till 10 p.m.
Get ready to say it, Scott.
Here it comes. Scott Spears for this day, heading for the dugout.
I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything. With most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad. And so